Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 151 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic called Outside the Camp. Outside the Camp. I'm going to be reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. Hebrews 13, 11 to 13. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, under the old system, the high priest brought the blood of animals into the holy place, as a sacrifice for sin, and the bodies of the animals were burned outside the camp. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates to make his people holy by means of his own blood. So let us go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. So again, the topic today is outside the camp. What does it mean to be outside the camp? Well, let's ask ourselves what a camp is. Typically, when you're in a camp, you're in a place of comfort, you're in a place of rest, you're in a place where you're not being judged. Everything is going smoothly for you. It's your comfort zone. It's a place where most people are. It's a camp. Most people are there. So to be outside the camp means you're going out of your comfort zone. You're going to a place where there's not many people. You're going to a place where you're going to be in the minority. You're going to a place where it's way out of your comfort zone. You're basically taking the road less traveled, in a sense. So what's the lesson here? Well, look at what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. We're told that he went outside the camp. Are you willing to go outside the camp for Jesus? For the sake of Jesus, are you willing to go outside the camp? Look at Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they offered them food from the king's table. But Daniel and his three friends chose to go outside the camp. They were in the minority in their decision to not eat from the king's table. They eat vegetables. They eat their traditional food from, you know, being from Israel. And notice that their destiny was very different from those of all the other people, because it was not only Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that were the wise men taken from the land of Israel. There were others. But the people that took the road less traveled, the people that went outside the camp, their destiny was different. Again, I've probably said this on this podcast before, but you cannot do the same thing that the crowd does and stand out. It's just really difficult. Really, really difficult. Really, really difficult. So you need to go outside the camp. I mean, even the path to heaven is a path that is outside the camp. Yes, it's more figurative, but it's a path that's outside the camp. Because if you think about it, the Bible says, broad is the way, you know, that leads to destruction, and there are many people that take it. That's inside the camp, where many people are. But the Bible on the flip side says, narrow is the way that leads to life, and there are few people that find it. It's a narrow road. It's the road less traveled. So I'm asking you today, this is going to be a short podcast, but it's an encouragement. Are you staying within the camp, or are you staying outside the camp? Look at Daniel. They were like, if you pray to any other god, you're going to be thrown into a lion's den. I was like, nah, I'm going to stay outside the camp. And they were watching him. Because whether they like it or not, the world is watching. The world inside the camp is looking at you outside the camp. Because when you're outside the camp, sometimes you may be noticed. People may be watching you to see. What kind of lifestyle are you leading outside the camp? Are you a person that truly loves God? Or are you a person that is just staying outside the camp for show? People are watching what you're doing. Because again, people are watching because you're essentially standing apart from the crowd. You're standing apart from the crowd. Everyone is mixed in together, but you are like on this one side. And people are watching you. They're trying to see, what's your lifestyle like? So you're being watched. If you remember that part of the book of Hebrews that says, seeing that we also are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. I'm just encouraging you today. go outside the camp. Go outside the camp. Being a Christian, doing God's will, not just, being a Christian, being a true Christian is not a very popular concept in the world anymore. There are many people that call themselves Christians. They don't have any relationship with God. They don't do God's will. So I'm just encouraging you today to ask yourself, are you in the camp or are you outside the camp? Because we're being told in verse 13 of the reading today, Hebrews 13:13. So let us go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. And if you want to live by Christian principles in this day and age, you're mocked. People laugh at you and everything. But again, Jesus is telling you today, go outside the camp. The Bible says, come out from among them and I'll receive you unto myself. So you need to sometimes have a separation from the camp for you to go out and meet God. If you notice Jesus Christ, in the morning, he will go off on his own and go and pray. He went outside the camp. Let me pray. Because really, that outside the camp is a place where you can have a divine encounter. It's a place where you can have an unusual spiritual experience. Where, you know, there's no one around you. It's just you and God. And you're able to really, really press into God. That's another thing that being outside the camp also means. Being outside the camp means doing things that, again, people are just not willing to do. Right? Like you see certain people, you see them get certain results and you're like jealous of them. But then you ask them, well, what price did you pay? And when you hear the price, you stop being jealous. So again, you just got to be careful, you know, pay that price, go outside the camp, pay that outside the camp price. You're going out of a place of safety. You're going out of your comfort zone. But again, if you do it and you do it right, you'll be a shining star in the end. So I encourage you today, go outside the camp. And again, he says, so let us go out to him outside the camp. You can find Jesus Christ outside the camp. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that's just said the prayer of salvation. I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen them to the end. Give them that grace and strength to go outside the camp. And as they do so, Lord, let them find you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every one of us listening to this message. I pray, Lord, that you give us the grace to take that road less traveled, to go outside the camp. As we go outside the camp, Lord, let us also find you. Just help us. It's not easy to stay outside the camp. It's not easy to come out from among them and be separate. But Lord, please give us the grace to separate ourselves from those things, those sins that so easily beset, from the ways of the world. Give us the grace to divorce ourselves from them and to stick true to you, to the glory and honor of your name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I would encourage you to do three things. Number one, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is pretty great. Read it. Do what it says. Follow a Bible reading plan. The key thing is just consistency. You want to make sure you're doing it every single day. And then the second thing is you should listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Episodes 96 to 101. It will tell you things you should do to grow your walk with God. And then the third thing you should do is find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. A Bible-believing church. A place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. There are many places that call themselves church and they preach things that are completely discordant with the word of God. You don't want to go to that place. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a great church, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But find a place where you can be fed with the word of God, fellowship with other believers, read the Bible, do what it says, go outside the camp, and the Lord will receive you to himself. Thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you. Shalom.